From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia blames external source for plane crash in Egypt. Russian transportation officials say flight recorders recovered from the Russian jetliner that crashed Saturday in Egypt have sustained only minor damage and have undergone a preliminary inspection. The ministry statement came shortly after the charter airline company Metrojet cited external reasons for the crash after ruling out technical failure or human error. More than 200 people were killed in the crash. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the world should respect his Justice and Development Party's victory in a parliamentary election Sunday. He says the people of Turkey have voted for stability. Sunday's elections were free and peaceful, but international election observers denounced media restrictions in the run-up to the voting. They also criticized the government's seizure of an opposition media company and the criminal investigations of journalists for allegedly supporting terrorism or defaming Mr. Erdogan. Four Israelis were stabbed in separate attacks Monday. Police in Netanya shot and killed a Palestinian who attacked and seriously injured a 70-year-old man. Police said the attack came just hours after another Palestinian knifed several people, including an 80-year-old woman near Tel Aviv. 11 Israelis have been killed in Palestinian attacks, mostly stabbings. Somali militants from the Islamic group Al-Shabaab have ambushed government soldiers south of the Somali capital, killing more than a dozen military personnel. Al-Shabaab put the death toll from Monday's attack at 30, while a Somali military official says at least 15 government soldiers were killed. This is VOA News.